Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. We're reading the chapter summaries for 12, which we have just completed, then the connection between 12 and 13, and then we'll read the summary for 13, which we will soon begin Krishna winning. Chapter 12, Section A, this is text 1 through 7. Bhakti is superior to impersonalism. A worshipper of the impersonal is less perfect and undergoes more difficulty than one who worships Krishna with great faith and fixed attention. The path of devotion is recommended not only because it is easier to follow, but also because Krishna himself personally takes charge of delivering his devotee. B. Section B, text 8 through 12, progressive stages of devotion. 1. One lives with Krishna by continuously fixing one's mind and intelligence upon him. That's text 8. 2. One practices the regulative principles of bhakti yoga to increase one's desire and ability to remember and obtain Krishna. That's text 9. 3. One surrenders one's work to Krishna. That's text 10, stage 4. One surrenders the results of one's work to Krishna. That's text 11. And 5, one cultivates meditation or knowledge. That's text 12. Section C, qualities that endear one to Krishna. 13 to the end of the chapter and text 20. Possessing divine qualities makes one dear to Krishna, and anyone who faithfully follows the path of devotional service, making Krishna the supreme goal, is very dear to him. Here's the connection between chapters 12 and 13. Krishna has promised in Bhagavad Gita 12:7 to redeem his devotees. Now, to that end, he will declare the knowledge needed to elevate his devotees from the material world. Chapter 13, first section, section A, Arjuna's six questions, in the first verse of the 13th chapter. Arjuna asked Krishna to explain six topics. 1, Prakriti, nature. 2, Purusha, the enjoyer. 3, Kshetra, the field of activities. 4, Kshetragya, the knower of that field. 5, Gyan, knowledge and the process of knowing. 6, Gyaya, the object of knowledge. Section B. Krishna explains the field of activities and the knower of the field. That's topics 3, 4, and 5, and this is text 2 through 7 in chapter 13. Krishna explains the field of activities as the body, by which the soul engages within his allotted sphere of activities within the material world. Krishna also explains that the soul, the knower of the field, has knowledge only of his own field of activities. Krishna himself, however, as the supersoul, is the knower of all the fields of activity of all living entities. To know the field and its knowers, is called knowledge. Section C. Krishna further explains the process of knowledge and liberation. That's topic 5. And this is, Krishna explains this in text 8 through 12. Those activities by which a soul obtains knowledge beyond the limitations of his field of activities and thus transcends his field is called the process of knowledge. Section D. Krishna explains the object of knowledge. That's topic 6, and this is in text 13 to 19. The soul can know the supersoul, who is the ultimate object of knowledge. Only devotees can understand the field of activities, the body, the process of knowledge, and both the soul and the supersoul. Section E. Krishna explains Prakriti, Purusha, and their union, which is the first and second topics in text. He explains this in the 13th chapter, text 20 through 26. Point 1. Prakriti and Purusha, the jiva or kshetragya, and their union. Material nature causes all material changes and effects, and the living entity meets with good and bad according to the qualities he has acquired due to his association with material nature. Text 20-22.2 Paramatma Purusha Chetragya. The Supersoul exists within all bodies as the overseer, the permitter, and the supreme proprietor. Text 23. And point 3, the result, one who understands prakriti, which is the chetra, purusha, which is the chetragya jiva and the chetragya supersoul, and their interactions, attains liberation from birth in the material world. Point 4. Other methods of obtaining liberation are jnana, astanga yoga, and karma. That's explained in 25-26 and in the section F, jnana chakshus, the vision of knowledge, in 27-35. Those who see the distinction between the body, its owner, and the supersoul, and who recognize the process of liberation, can attain the supreme goal. That's in text 35. And that's the end of chapter 13, the summary. And Krishna willing, very soon we shall begin chapter 13 from the very beginning. Hare Krishna.